Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Today's episode is brought to you by Angie. Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs and projects done well. Let me tell you, there's the version of it where you try to do something at home, and then there's a version of it where you have someone help you, you watch them do it the right way, and you go, thank God I didn't try to do that myself. I have fully done things around the home that I think look good, and then a bang in the night, and I wake up to a shelf collapsing, a painting falling off the wall. Like, it, I've seen it all go south. I own a home, and I can tell you, I know how much work it can take. Whether it's everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Whatever your home project, big or small, indoor or outdoor, you can Angie that and connect with skilled professionals to get the project done well. Right now, one of my wish lists is I want a bike for my condo in Milwaukee, and I would love to rig it up on a pulley in the ceiling because I have one of those like lofted ceilings, but I'm so scared to try that on my own. Angie has 20 years of home experience and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app. Answer a few questions and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
I just want my baby to know, like, like, I'm gonna be your safe space, you know?
What is up, everyone? I'm your host, Alan Eist, and this is Noche de Pendejadas, your favorite talk show turned podcast en donde yo traigo a tus influencers favoritos para platicar y posiblemente sacarles sus trapitos al sol. Please help me welcome today's guest, Alicia Martinez. ¿Cómo estás, amiga? ¿Cómo estás?
I'm good. How are you?
Are you nervous?
Yeah, I'm nervous.
You guys, díganme por qué llegó casi temblando. Yo digo, amiga, no te pongas nerviosa, que el que está nervioso soy yo. I'm so excited to have you here.
I'm excited to be here.
I was literally telling her, I was like, I'm so excited because siento como que tienes una historia que contar. And, you know, obviously, te siguen 1.5 million people on TikTok. Y siento como que ya you open up, pero siento que te vas a abrir un poquito más para que ellos y yo te conozcamos un poquito más.
Yeah, for sure.
So, antes de que empecemos con el chisme, te voy a pasar el micrófono a ti para que tú nos digas un poquito más de quién eres y qué haces.
Well, my name's Alicia. You guys might know me as Young Ali. I do videos, I'm a content creator. I do videos on Instagram, YouTube. Like, she's a little inconsistent, but ahí estoy, you know? And you mostly see me on TikTok. I post, that's like my main...
You post a lot on there, huh?
Yeah.
But they do good. I feel like TikTok is like the new YouTube. You know what's funny? Yo siempre, cuando empecé, yo siempre decía a todos, get on YouTube, get on YouTube. And now mom over here trying to get on TikTok. Because TikTok is like the new way to, you know, to grow. So yeah. Vamos a empezar con la primera pregunta que yo le pregunto a todos. How was Alicia growing up? ¿Cómo fue tu infancia, amiga? Cuéntame.
We didn't have a lot of money. And it was a big family. Like, my mom had 6 kids.
Oh, so, shit. Okay.
Yeah, there was 8 of us. So I feel like there was more... There's more people than rooms in the house and like space for us, you know? And I feel like growing up with that many people in the house kind of helped me like notice that, okay, we're all different. Like people are different. Like everybody has a different outlook on life. And like when I started to go out, you know, like elementary, middle school, high school, it was like, it was kind of hard because in elementary I got bullied, but it was kind of like, okay, like in my house, like people are different. People are different. And I kind of went out with that. So it was like, me getting bullied in elementary was like, I'm already gonna cry.
Cry, girl, cry. No, no, go, yeah.
No, but like, like, I was never a little girl, like a little sangrona girl. Like, yeah. I was never mean. Like, my mom always told me to be nice to people. So when I went into elementary and, like, it was, like, different personalities, but, like, people I didn't know being mean to me, it was, like, crazy because it was just, like, why are you guys so mean?
Like it was little. A whole new world donde tú te creaste. Yeah. Uh-huh,
so, like, and it was mainly about, like, my weight, like, or my hair. Like, people would say I have piojos, and I would just be like, what the fuck? Like,
yeah. You're so, like, girl, why? Where? Yeah. Like, no, I'm like, no, no, you're like, now you have it. No, that's crazy. So, te hacían mucho el bullying.
Yeah, they would bully me a lot. And it was mainly about my weight. That was one thing that I would kind of bully myself about, you know? Like, yeah. I didn't like the way I looked and shit. But it was, like, when people were pointing it out, it was like, fuck, like, you guys are looking at me how I'm looking at me.
Yeah. So it must be real how I see myself. Yeah. Yeah.
And it was like, okay, so I'm dealing with this outside. And then in my house, like, we would always kind of bump heads with each other, you know? Like, we would always, like, argue. And it was mainly about, like, money and, like, our struggles. And it was, like, even though I was little, it was, like, I was still thinking, like, we shouldn't be fighting over this. We shouldn't be struggling, like, going against each other because of this, you know? Yeah. We should be, like, strong enough to come together and, like we knew it was going to be okay, but we weren't really good at words with, like, oh, it's going to be okay. It was more like, oh, why this?
Oh, like, oh, we don't have money for this. ¿A qué edad tú te acuerdas que el topic of money was brought up to you, you know, as a kid?
I feel like starting elementary, I feel like that's, like, my earliest memory of, like, talking about money and, like, our struggles. Like, my family knew. It wasn't like we would ask for stuff. Like, we knew what was up, and, like, we never asked for more than what my parents could provide for us.
Like, would your parents have convos about, like, them struggling money around you guys?
Yeah.
¿Y ustedes escuchaban?
Yeah, like, it was, like, the rent or, like, it was never, like, our clothes and our shoes, because it was, like, we didn't ask for a lot. Like, it was, like, okay, we're going to have one pair hasta que se me rompen, you know?
Y otro luego, yeah, like that.
But it was mainly, like, the rent or, like, we always had food. They're like, ah, oh, we could tell.
You know what's crazy, though? Because I feel like I had kind of, like, a similar upbringing. Yo me acuerdo que mis padres, like, not that they would tell us, like, oh, we're struggling, but, you know, I shared a room with all my siblings. Mm-hmm. When I was young, teníamos una recámara, éramos cuatro. Mm-hmm. And me, my brother, my sister, and my other brother, todos compartíamos una recámara, and my parents would sleep in the sala, en el piso. Mm-hmm. And me acuerdo que a veces, you know, cuando estaban comiendo mis papás, they would have pláticas thinking que uno de chiquito no entiende o no sabe lo que está pasando. And I feel like that created a lot of stress for me because I was fucking like 12, 13, preocupándome si vamos a pagar la renta, que si vamos a tener para esto, que si vamos a tener para esto otro. A lot of my followers know that, like, high school, we ended up getting kicked out of, like, the place we were living at because we were behind, like, 4 or 5 months of rent. So I feel like it really affected me. Do you feel like it affected you in that way too?
Yeah, it did affect me. That also happened to me when I was in high school. We had to, like, leave our house and, like, move farther than, like, I had to take the bus to school. And, like, it took me an hour and 30 minutes to get to school on the bus.
Oh, shit.
You know? Yeah, but the whole talk about money and rent also stressed me out. But it was, like, because I felt like, fuck, I can't do nothing. Like, I can't do nothing. Like, I want to do this. I want to give my mom and dad this and this and this. And they would tell me, like, you have nothing to worry about. Like, that's not your place to worry about. But it's like, I'll just worry about it because it's taking a toll on you guys. You know, like, it's kind of like when you're going through something and then, like, your mom or dad is like, what's wrong? And it's like, you're telling them the same thing, you know?
It literally is like that, though, because it's like, ¿cómo quieres que no me preocupe? Me voy a preocupar cuando ya esté en la calle. Like, what do you mean? Because I remember I had even gone up to my counselor because I wanted to, like, leave high school and kind of start working.
Yeah.
So me acuerdo que yo había ido to my counselor. I was like, hey, like, I want to do independent studies because, like, my parents are having trouble with rent. Y la pinche counselor, me acuerdo, till this day, me dijo, she looked at me in the eyes and she's like, I'm not going to give you independent studies because that's your parents' problem, not yours. Mm-hmm. Y yo me acuerdo que dije, ay, caray. I was like, cuando esté en el pinche bridge, va a ser mi problema. Entonces, you know what I mean? Like, as a kid, you stress because you're like, what do you mean I shouldn't stress when I see y'all stressing?
Mm-hmm. Well, that's one big problem. And another thing was just like my family, not like my inner circle, you know, but it was like the tías and some of the cousins, like, just always had something to say, like, always, like, criticizing. And there was a lot about my weight. Like, my family is not, like, they're not all chubby, you know? Just, like, me and, like, I was probably, like, the biggest one in my family, you know? So it was, like, sometimes we'll go to, like, family events and then, like, they'll offer me something and I'll just be, like, no. And they'll be, like, why is she saying no? And then my mom be, like, oh, it's because she's on a diet. And, like, my mom telling them, like, así orgullosa, like, you know? And they'll be, like, what the fuck, like, yeah, you know, like, why are you on a diet? Like, you're young, you're this and this and this. But then at the same time, like, they'll see me get food and they'll be like, oh, I thought you were on a diet.
Entre familias somos tóxicos. Yeah. You know what I mean? I'm like, what do you mean I'm eating too much and now I'm eating too little? Yeah. And I feel like nos meten como traumas,
yeah,
very young. Mm-hmm. And I feel like maybe that's what happened to you. Do you have like a specific memory que a lo mejor tú te puedes acordar que sientes que te afectó in your adult life?
Like with the whole, like, my weight, it was literally that, like what I said, like I had literally like got up and I wanted to get more food, but the food was inside. And then like somebody was there and they told me like, oh, I thought you were on a diet. And yeah, then like, I knew they were telling me that because nobody else was around. Like it was like, and I was little. So they were like, kind of like trying to like see what I was going to say or how I was going to react. But mostly like, I feel like it was to like put me down a little, yeah, bit. Like it was like to remind me, but not in a good way. Like it was just like, you're fat. Like that's why they said, yeah, it, you know? And I'm like, I know you're not going to say this when my mom is around. Like, I know you're not going to say this when your mom is around. And it wasn't even somebody my age. Like, it was somebody, like, 15 years old. Ever since I was little, I was always intimidated by adults. Like, I feel like even now, and I'm an adult, you know? Yeah. Like, I should, like, I'm fucking, like, old enough to call myself an adult. And I'm, like, still intimidated by people, like, my age. And but it's, like, se me quita when I kind of, like, just ground myself. And I'm like, no, like, I'm not little, like they're not them.
It gets too into your head where you're like, fuck, mm-hmm, me van a juzgar, me van a decir algo. And you just kind of have to tell yourself, like, you know what? Deja los traumas behind. Everything's gonna be good. Sufriste mucho del bullying growing up. Your family struggled a lot through money. Y luego ahora empieza social media. How did you get introduced to, you know, the world of social media?
Well, I wanted to start like my freshman year of high school because like I would just like seeing people like post videos of them doing their makeup or like their daily routine and stuff like that, like, yeah, just them eating or something, you know? And then I was like, I want to do that. Like, I'm like, people didn't really give me the chance to like really be myself around them. Like, me juzgaron before they even knew me because of the way I looked, you know? Yeah, so it, yeah, was, yeah, like, I want to do social media and kind of show who I am, you know? And it was like, but I'm going to do it for fun. I'm not going to do it to like, oh, I'm going to prove myself to people.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It was, I'm just like, going to do it. It's a hobby. Yeah, yeah.
So, and then I recorded like my first vlog, and it was just like for a 4th of July vlog. Like that day, I'm like, I'm gonna record and I'm gonna just post it on YouTube. And like, I like the edit. Like, I like editing. I like just being creative with this. Yeah. So then it wasn't like I'm gonna post every Friday, but I knew I wanted to do that. And then Musical.ly was a thing at the,
yeah,
time.
Yeah, I remember.
So I was like, fuck, I'm trying to be like Baby Ariel, you,
yeah,
know?
Yeah, literally. The other girl, ¿cómo se llamaba la amiga?
They Love Ari, I think.
Ari, huh? That's crazy. That's a long time.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Today's episode is brought to you by Angie. Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs and projects done well. Let me tell you, there's the version of it where you try to do something at home, and then there's a version of it where you have someone help you, you watch them do it the right way, and you go, thank God I didn't try to do that myself. I have fully done things around the home that I think look good, and then a bang in the night, and I wake up to a shelf collapsing, a painting falling off the wall. Like, I've seen it all go south. I own a home, and I can tell you, I know how much work it can take. Whether it's everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Whatever your home project, big or small, indoor or outdoor, you can Angie that and connect with skilled professionals to get the project done well. Right now, one of my wish lists is I want a bike for my condo in Milwaukee, and I would love to rig it up on a pulley in the ceiling because I have one of those like lofted ceilings, but I'm so scared to try that on my own. Angie has 20 years of home experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish, or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
So you started, what, maybe like 2012?
Yeah.
Okay.
But it was like, it was just lip syncing, you know? Yeah. I wasn't really still putting my personality out there. And then I was like, fuck that, I'm not gonna do that right now. You know, I want to do it, but not right now. So I didn't really focus in school, but I was like, I'm not going to do it while I'm in school. Like, I just didn't want nobody to, I didn't want nobody to tell me nothing. And then I had a spam account, and I would post videos, like little compilations of me lip syncing to songs and like different type of songs, like a playlist video shit. And then I'll post like little mukbangs or like little vlogs. And then I remember my friend telling me like, just start a TikTok already. Yeah. And I was like, fuck, I'm kind of happy she said that, because I was already thinking that. And it was like, okay, so they kind of, she sees the vision.
Potential.
The potential. So then I logged into my Musical.ly and all, like, because it's just Musical.ly went from TikTok. So all my Musical.lys were there. And I was just like, okay, I'm going to just put everything on private and just kind of like start from zero. So, and then I was, at the time I was just using like trendy stuff. Like I was using like posting videos
like
that were
sounds.
Were relatable, you know, like stuff that people would come and be like, oh, same. Like, oh, I remember this happening to me too. But I wasn't like talking to the camera. It was just like a big caption on the video. And then I remember posting like my first talking video, and like, it was a video of my sister seeing my phone screen and it was of Lunay. And then she was like, oh, who's that, your boyfriend? I was like, no, it's my baby daddy. And then she was like, you swear he's going to date you? Like, you said, and then, like, I talked about it and, like, me talking shit about it. And, like, everybody thought it was funny. And I was like, oh, shit, like, I didn't want to post nothing of me talking because I was, like, nervous. And, like, I didn't know how people were going to take it. Like, they're probably going to think she's weird, cringy. But, no, people liked it. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Isn't that crazy, though? Like, you kind of stop yourself and you hold yourself back because of, you know, los traumas or whatever you have going on in your head. And like you said, you were stopping yourself from posting it because you're like, ah, no one's going to like this. Everyone's going to think I'm weird. Pero la gente le encantó. 1.5 million people now follow you. That's crazy. En qué momento, you know, when you started doing social media, were you like, oh my God, I can make this into a living. I can, you know, have this as a job.
I feel like when I started to, I got on the creator fund on TikTok and I started to get paid, and I was just like, oh shit, like I didn't even know you could get paid, you know? So, and I feel like we didn't grow up like having money. So I bought my phone and then I bought a laptop, and I was just like, damn, like I'm buying stuff to like continue this you know? Yeah. And it's like, it's working out for me. Like just what sucked was like my family not really supporting that, because it was something different. Like nobody in my family has done social media. So they kind of, when I said that, and when I said I had a TikTok, they were like, oh, that's cool. Like how many followers? And then when I said like 80K, because that's when I told them I had a TikTok.
So
like,
it was a secret.
It was a secret. So when I told them like I was at 80K, they were like, no way. What the hell? Like how? What do you post? And I'll just be like, dude, I just post dumb videos of me talking, like literally random videos, random stories of my life and stuff. When they seen me doing TikTok and only TikTok, it was kind of like, okay, what are you gonna do though? Like, and I'm like, I'm doing TikTok. Like, it was like, are you making money? And I'm like, yeah, I'm making money, but are you making enough? I was just like, fuck, like I kind of felt rushed to like really get there, like you know, to like the top, like where I wanted to be. And I'm just like, I know it's gonna be a process, but it just sucked because they kind of weren't trusting it as much as I was. They wanted me to get a job. Like, they were questioning me to get, like, even, like, when I didn't have my license, like, when are you going to get your license? Kind of, like, pushing me to do things that I knew I was going to do. But it was really, like, a lot of pressure because it was, like, they were rushing me. Like, they were putting timestamps on
like,
it.
Like, you wanted to do shit at your own pace. Like, you're like, okay, I have a vision here. I know I got to do shit as an adult. But trust me, do you ever feel like that in any way ever kind of, you know, held you back because you're like, fuck, maybe they are right. Maybe like I'm not doing anything or it's not going to go anywhere. Maybe I should get a real job. Did that ever cross your mind?
Yeah, it did cross my mind. I feel like since I started like in 2020, because it was a pandemic, that's when I was like, fuck that. Like I graduated high school. That's when I wanted to, like, I was like, nobody's going to tell me nothing, you know? So, and I'm not going to see those people for them to talk about it. Like I just wanted to avoid it. And that's when I started, when the pandemic started. But yeah, it did affect me. Like it did hold me back because I feel like I always felt sad. Like when I was little, like I always just knew the feeling of being sad.
Yeah.
And like when they weren't supporting me, like all that triggered like everything. Like I was like I was literally like how are you guys not believing in me? Like, and then I start to think, like, man, when I was little, you guys would tell me this, like everything, like my whole family trauma just hit me harder than ever, you know? And like, I started to gain a lot of weight, like.
It's okay. You got this.
Like, I gained a lot of weight. Like the heaviest I was, like, 370, you know? And it was, like, it wasn't even about... Like, and anybody watching this that's, like, that way, like, I'm not saying, like, oh, you should feel like this, you should feel like that. It was just because of me, like, it was affecting my health, and, like, I knew what I wanted to do, and, like, people would just kind of point it out instead of, like, questioning, like, why, you know, she's probably like this because something's happening, and it was more like, no, you look different, like, something's going on with you, yeah. Like, you fell off with yourself, and it's, like, I know that, like, I'm working on that, but it's, like, I found comfort in, like, just eating, yeah. And, like, I never talked about this with anybody, like, my mom, my parents, like, and, but my mom noticed, like, she would always just try to ask me, like, what's wrong, and then I'll tell her, like, I just don't like people telling me stuff, like, you believe in me, like, you and my dad believe in me, like, you guys aren't rushing me, and, like, I'm so grateful for that, you know, and I feel like as long as you guys are supporting me, that's all that matters, you know, but it was just different because it was a lot of people telling me the same thing, and I'm like, okay, well, if this person's telling me, and it's more than one, it's more than two, it probably just means that it's not meant for me, you know, but what I didn't realize at the time is, like, all these people that don't even know me are supporting me. Like, they see it and they don't know me. They don't know what I've been through. They're not judging me for how I look. And, like, even though there's some people that did judge me, like, they're still watching me. They're still taking the time to see me.
I'm like, they're still supporting. In one way, yeah.
But it's like, it just sucked because I'll just wake up, like, I'll eat, I'll do a video, lay down. Like it was just like a routine and it started to feel like a chore and I didn't like it. But it was like, it got to a point where I didn't even want to get up from my bed. Like I was getting chupetes all over my body. Like, and it was like something's trying to get to me. And it's like, I need to get up.
Like, what was the moment that you're like, hasta aquí? Like, I need to put myself first. Fuck what people think. Like, I'm going to get this shit done because I believe in myself.
I feel like I wouldn't even want to get up to use the restroom. Like, I wanted to just lay there. Like, I just didn't want nobody to talk to me. Like, I just felt so angry. Like, I was like, why aren't we talking about this? And then I was thinking about everything I went through as a little girl. And I was just like, I didn't deserve that. Like, why were people so mean to me? Like, I never did nothing for you guys to treat me like that. But then I was like, I came to, like, a realization, like, nobody's gonna sit down and talk to me. Nobody's gonna take me by the hand and, like, okay, let's do this, let's do that. Like, I know what I want. Like, I know
what goals you have for yourself.
Yeah, and it's, like, nobody's gonna be there with me, like, to...
achieve them.
Achieve them.
I feel like it's a very important topic that you're touching, especially because I feel like a veces our family, maybe not our direct family, but, like, the tías, the tíos, the primos, the primas, can be, like, one's biggest hater. Yo me acuerdo que cuando yo empecé, back in like 2015, 2016, you know, I've always been very vulgar. I've always, you know, my whole song is, ¿cómo estás, pinche pendeja? Vete a la verga, pinche pendeja. And to my family, a lot of people, especially my tías, it was like embarrassing. Yeah. But to me, it even got to the point, I remember when I would post my grandma in my videos. This was back in 2016. I had stopped posting my grandma because one of my aunts started saying that, like, it's so embarrassing, you know, having my grandma be a part of my videos because, like, of how vulgar I am. You know what I mean? I remember at the time I was like, I think I already had, you know, a platform at the time where I was like, you know what, chingan a su madre. Like, I'm not going to stop doing me. I'm not going to stop doing my videos because my tías, my tíos, my primos are not going to fucking stop their life and pay my bills. You know what I mean? And it's crazy because you have to get that in your head because it's like, la gente va a hablar. Pero ahora ya it's like, wow, ¿qué hiciste? ¿Hiciste algo bonito? And I'm like, sí, pero antes no que les daba vergüenza. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? And it's crazy because like I feel like you have, you know, that you struggled with that a lot in the beginning, you know? So obviamente ya ahora que, you know, you're a whole-blown influencer y nos cuentas mucho de tu infancia, do you feel like your confidence has grown because of social media, or do you ever feel like, fuck, like it feels like your childhood all over again, especially with, you know, people on social media expect people to look a certain way, be a certain way, porque I struggled through that a lot, you know, being plus size, half of, actually 98% of my career online, I've been plus size, and I always felt like, fuck, I'm not enough. I don't look as good as everyone else. Did you ever struggle through that?
I feel like
this episode is brought to you by Shopify. Forget the frustration of picking commerce platforms when you switch your business to Shopify, the global commerce platform that supercharges your selling wherever you sell. With Shopify, you'll harness the same intuitive features, trusted apps, and powerful analytics used by the world's leading brands. Sign up today for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/tech, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/tech.
This episode is brought to you by Visit Williamsburg. In Williamsburg, Virginia, there's never too much of a good thing. Whether you're a foodie, a golfer, a history buff, a shopaholic, an outdoor enthusiast, or a thrill seeker, you'll find what you came for here and more. So ask yourself, what is it you want? Discover Williamsburg and plan your trip at visitwilliamsburg.com.
I had that in my head for just a little bit, but I always didn't want that to be a thing with me. Like, yeah. I just knew that. Okay, like even when I was doing Musical.ly, I was like, I know I don't look like all these girls, but I still want to be like, I still want to like get known for something without looking a certain way, you know? And it's like, and yeah, I did want to lose weight. Like I did want to have that whole journey, but it wasn't to like,
To please people.
Yeah, to please anyone. So it was like, it was just affecting my health. And it was, and the compliments are nice, like, you know, but it wasn't like, I want compliments out of people. I want people to notice. It was just like, I know people are going through the same thing as I am. And it's like, we're not in the same room. We're not in the same place to talk about it. But it's like, you're not alone, you know? And it's like, I remember watching people on social media and like, that shit does something to you, you know? Like, it affects you the right way. And I feel like I just want to do that, you know? Like, I just want to show people, like, it's okay to look the way you look without having to fucking fit the standard, you know?
And I feel like it comes down also to finding your community, finding your people. You know what's so crazy? I started off in 2015 doing just makeup. Like you, I wouldn't even talk. It was just like when those tutorials of just makeup were a thing. And it wasn't until I want to say 2017 or 2018 where I started doing YouTube showing my personality, right? And I feel like when I was just doing the makeup, you know, the beauty standard is so thin, flawless makeup that I would feel like I would compare myself and I would be like, oh my God, I'm not enough. I don't look like this person. I don't look like that person. But it wasn't until I started doing, you know, my comedy, until I started doing me, where I noticed that there's a lack of representation for us big people, because I remember at the time, you know, when it hit me that like, wow, like so many people like myself follow me. When I came out with merch the first time, I remember I had ordered very few 2XL because I was like, no, like maybe like I don't, maybe it won't sell out. You know, maybe I'm the only big bitch. You know, like people probably don't even follow me that are big like me. Bitch, tell me why the 2XL was the first thing that like left and people were complaining.
Oh, damn.
And that's when I realized, I'm like, wow, there's a lot of people that follow me because they resonate with me, because they follow me and they're like, wow, me miro yo en esa persona. And I feel like it just comes down to like finding your community. Obviamente tú encontras a mucha gente that feel connected to you in one way or another.
That's what I wanted it to be from the beginning. Like I didn't want to post like what I'm talking about right now. Yeah, okay, like it's cool to know, you know, that she's like not, like she also has struggles, you know, but I just didn't want to put anything negative out there. Like I never wanted to, like, yeah, I'd be talking shit, but like, it's funny, you know?
Like, yeah, it's like chiste. Yeah, it's comedy. Yeah.
And like, but I just never wanted people to get comfortable talking shit on my page. Like, that's why I'm always just posting something you know, positive, something like that's going to make you laugh a little bit. But I just never wanted like the wrong audience to find me. You know?
And I feel like that's good because I feel like when the, like you said, when the wrong audience finds you, you kind of get stuck in a place where you're like, fuck. Gracias por abrir about your infancia. You know, siento que te estoy conociendo un poquito más, pero yo quiero hablar de algo que recientemente pasó, amiga. Hace poco, you know, anunciaste que estás embarazada. Congratulations. Pero mucha gente lo tomó como en broma. Like, and I feel like to this day, a lot of people don't believe that you're pregnant.
Yeah, they don't.
They don't. And I've seen you make TikToks and you're like, y'all, I'm not kidding. Like, I'm actually pregnant. Quiero que nos digas, ¿cómo pasó todo eso, amiga? Like, ¿cómo te enteraste? What was your reaction when you first found out you were pregnant? Cuéntanos.
I was at work. Like, I was working at a warehouse, and I fucking took a chicken salad to work. Like, así con mayonesa, the one that has
carrots
stuff. And, like, me cayó mal, you know? And I was just like, fuck, like, I'm getting sick. Like, I need to go home. And, like, I just hated work. Like, I hated to go to work. Like, I'll get there late. I wouldn't go sometimes. And then me telling my supervisor, like, oh, I want to go home because, like, I'm throwing up and I feel sick. Like, I ate a chicken salad. And he was kind of like, hey, this girl, like, she doesn't like to be here. Like, she's going to get laid off, you know? Yeah. And I was just like, fuck, but this time I actually feel sick.
You're like, I'm not lying. I'm like, not just saying to get times? Off. What about the other times?
And then I go home and I'm like, I was calling my boyfriend. I was like, oh, I got out early because, like, I felt sick. And then, like, he was like, why don't you take a pregnancy test? And I was just like, why would you think that?
You're like, I didn't have... Yeah, uh-huh. Yeah. Like, so that wasn't in your mind. Uh-huh, yeah,
that
yeah.
wasn't in my mind.
¿Te estabas cuidando o no?
No.
Okay, okay.
I mean, yeah, but, like, I wasn't, like, on birth control.
It was like, more just like, pull out. I didn't, yeah, obviously.
You know, and it was just like, I'll get a plan B.
Yeah. Y'all stocked up.
So I went to CVS, and I got, like, the one that comes out the positive and the mm-hmm. negative, and one that says pregnant and not pregnant. So I was like, okay, I go home, and I remember for, like, 2 weeks, I would just go home and knock out, like, because I was working out every day. Like, I'll get home from work out, like, right away when I'll get home. But I was so tired. Like, I was just like, fuck, I need to take a nap. Like, I need to take a nap. And I'll go to sleep for, like, 2-3 hours, and I'll just be like, okay, I'll work out tomorrow. And así estaba for, like, the 2 weeks, but it just was like, okay, maybe I'm just worn out because of work.
Yeah. You know? So, estás cansada, tu cuerpo necesita descansar. Yeah.
So I was like, oh, I'm going to take it when I get home. But then I knocked out for 2-3 hours, and then... Like, he was like, have you taken it? Like, it was like he felt it before I did. And I was just like, fuck, like, he's a little worried, you know? Like, I should kind of be too. So I took it, and I remember, like, putting, like, the phone down. I'm like, it's going to be negative, you know? And then, like, salió positive. And I swear I stopped recording. I was like, what the fuck?
You're like, oh, shit, this is not funny no more.
It's not funny. And I'm like, what the hell? Like, I'm actually pregnant, you know? And I was just like... Like, I started to cry, like, but it wasn't like a fuck, like, I'm stupid. Like, it was just like a fuck, like, what the hell?
Like I'm pregnant. Like, yeah. You were realizing that, like, wow, like, there's a baby growing inside of me.
Literally,
yeah,
literally, and I was just like, fuck, like, right away, like, I took a picture and I sent it to him, and he was also like, what the fuck? Like, I was like, how? There's no way.
We don't even do sex. Right?
I'm celibate. Like,
just like, soy la Virgen María reencarnada, güey. That's crazy. Okay, so you find out you're pregnant, le dices a él, ¿cuál fue su reacción? Obviously, he couldn't believe it.
Yeah, like, we were both like, what the hell? Like, what are we gonna do? But it was just like we were just thinking about, like, the same thing. Like, we're young. Like, we don't have money. Like, we don't have this. But it was just like, I was just like, ever since I was little, like, I was just like, I always said I wasn't gonna get rid of a baby. And yeah, he wasn't making me. Like, he wasn't like, oh, like, I'm not gonna be there for you. I'm not gonna, like, you either get rid of the baby, I'm not gonna be
there.
Yeah,
like, he was supportive. Yeah, but you guys were just like, ¿cómo le vamos a hacer?
Yeah, like, we literally thinking about everything. And I was just like, fuck. Like, for, like, 2 weeks, it was just like, I couldn't believe it. Like, we were both trying to, like, really, like, get that in our head. Like,
so those 2 weeks, a nadie le habían dicho?
No. And then I remember, because I worked with my mom, I remember, like, literally driving with my mom to work, and then I just tell her, like, guess what? Like, literally, yeah, volteando, like, getting into the warehouse. I'm like, guess what? And she's like, you're gonna get married. I'm like, no. I'm like, no, I'm not gonna get married, but it's like, I see something there. And she was like, estás embarazada. No me digas que estás embarazada. And I was like, yeah, I'm pregnant. She was like smiling, but the smile was kind of like,
I don't know if I should be happy or if I should be sad. Yeah.
And I feel like she was like in her head, like, not screaming, but she was just like, fuck, like, what the fuck? Like,
she's all stressy.
Yeah, she was like, and I had a feeling, like, I was already thinking, like, I can no, ya no se me va a embarazar, like, because I would sleep over at my boyfriend's house a lot. But she was just telling me, like, okay, well, what are you going to do, you know, like, and then at the end, she congratulated me, you know, and it was just like, it was settling in for her, but like, she was happy too.
I think it's more of like, they're happy, pero también preocupados. Like you said, you were worried yourself. So obviously she's like, ¿cómo le va a ser mi hija? Mm-hmm. If you were thinking of that, you know. So you tell everybody what, like 2 weeks later?
No, I told my mom and I told my little sister first. And like my little sister, she was like, oh my God. Like she was happy. She was, you know. And then I told my other sister, my older sister, and she was like, no way. I was like, no me regañes because I'm already going to cry. Like, you know.
You're like, ahorita no. Ahorita no.
And she didn't like say nothing bad. Everybody was just shook. Like everybody was just like, no way, you know. So, and I recently just told my dad. Like I recently, like before I started posting about it, I had told him because I was like, no, I feel guilty posting about it. Like telling everybody else besides my dad. I told him the same thing. I told everybody, guess what? And they all just fucking they guessed, all guessed it. Yeah. So then like I remember we were going to the movies and I was driving and my mom was like, sí, está embarazada. Like she said it for me, you know. And then my dad was just like trying to hold in the tears. Like he was trying to hold like he didn't know he was like me regaña or he cries like, and that was the one that started crying. Like I was just like, fuck, like I don't know what he's thinking right now. But it was just the same thing, like they were just, you know, happy and then at the same time worried. Like it was just like, fuck, like we didn't think it was gonna be this soon, but
pero pasó. Mm-hmm. Las cosas pasan a veces por, you know, for a reason. So obviously you decided to keep the baby through tu novio. Is there anything like que te asusta for motherhood? It's your first pregnancy, you know, you're going to be a mother for the first time. Is there anything that you're like, fuck, tengo miedo?
I feel like just, I don't want my baby to grow up with like as much trauma as I did. That's only the like real thing. Cause like I know I'm not going to do that, but I feel like me being the best mom I could be is the best thing I could do. Cause the world is already going to be negative. Like the world is already going to give you enough trauma, you know, like I don't want to like my house to not feel like a home for my baby.
To add on to the trauma that they're already going to go through. Yeah. That's actually a really good thing because I feel like it's very easy to like let go of that thought, like, oh, I want my baby to be, you know, living in a good home and everything. Mm-hmm. And it's good that like now, even before the baby's here, ya lo estás pensando en eso, you know? So how has your pregnancy been? Like, have you been getting symptoms? I know that you've been getting symptoms. Te miré en un TikTok. ¿Cómo te ha ido tu pregnancy so far?
I've been throwing up a lot. Like I lost 16 pounds just fucking like because of nausea and like
you're I'm gonna get pregnant every year.
I was like damn I should have got pregnant earlier,
but like I wouldn't have been struggling, bitch.
It just feels nasty, but it's like, okay, like this is gonna be over. Like I heard that it gets better like second trimester, so I'm just like what really just keeps me happy is the fact that I'm growing a little baby, you know. It's like, yeah, I'm struggling right now, I'm fucking like dying over here the nausea, but like it's something,
but it's gonna be worth it. Yeah. ¿Cuántos meses tienes?
14 weeks.
Oh, okay, so that's what, 3 months?
Yeah, like
Oh, that's good. Yeah, and te faltan 6 months.
Yeah.
How was it like, you know, telling your baby daddy's parents? Like, ya le dijeron? Obviamente, ya les dijeron,
yeah, well, he told his mom, but I was like so scared. Like, I was like, no, you tell your mom.
Yo no, te dejo ese problema a ti, yeah.
But she was happy, like, because he's like the youngest son, so she was happy, like, you know, her baby's having a baby, and it's like, she just congratulated me and, you know.
You're 21. I feel like you're at the right age. I feel like you're not too young, not too old to where it's like the people around you are going to be happy. ¿Ya tenías mucho tiempo con tu novio?
Yeah, well, yeah, kind of, but it's like.
Yeah, kind of 2 days. You're like 15 weeks. It's all 1 week after you guys met. As long as you guys are together y ya tienen un plan, es lo que importa. Yeah. Is there anything that you are looking forward for?
Yeah, well, I feel like it's just, I always like kids. Like, I feel like I said earlier, like, I've always been intimidated by, like, the older people, you know? So I'll be at the party, and I'll literally go to my nephews and my nieces first. Like, I'm gonna be with you guys, you know? I'm excited to have, like, my little best friend, you know? Like, somebody that, like, I'm gonna treat the way I would have wanted somebody to treat me when I was little.
And I know you're going to do it. Yo sé que vas a ser una mamá espectacular and your baby's going to love you just as much as you're going to love the baby. Ya para terminar la entrevista, yo quiero saber en qué te miras haciendo in the next 5 years.
Honestly, like you told me you were going to ask me this and I was just like, fuck. Like,
you're like, bitch, I don't know what I'm going to do tomorrow.
Bitch, for literally. Real, but no, like literally because like, I feel like if somebody asked me this 5 years ago, like, I would have not expected to be, like, anywhere, like, on TikTok, nothing, you know? I just want to be healthier. Like, I want to, like, really be there for myself, put myself first, you know? Me and my baby, like, I don't want to fall into the same place I was, like, a while ago, you know? Like, that's just the goal, to not be in the place I was before.
especially now that you have a whole baby to take care of, you know what I mean? Like, si antes apenas podías con ti misma, like, you want to make sure that you're the best you can possibly be. Y espero que, you know, te vaya bien y que todo salga bien. And I don't know, I'm just so proud of you for, you know, getting on here. Yo sé que tenías muchos nervios, pero ya te siento más relajada, güey. Te siento un poquito más calmed down. Obviamente, ahorita estás aquí, your baby's not here yet. What's something that maybe in the future your baby can watch this y que le puedes decir tú?
Voy a llorar, eh.
Llora, amiga, llora.
I'm like, it's the hormones. I swear it's not me.
I'm never this Chiona.
No. I'm gonna just cry. I'm gonna just let it out. I just want my baby to know, like, like, I'm gonna be your safe space, you know? Like, no matter what, like, I'm gonna support you with anything, you know, and it's just, I'm not gonna judge you. Like I said, like, I don't want to add more fire to something that probably hasn't even started with our circle, you know, like, everything else is gonna be what it is, but I just want you to trust me, you know, have confianza, just know that I love you. Like, oh,
and mommy's here.
I'm just imagining my baby, like, old enough to watch this, and it's just, I'm like, I'm gonna homeschool them. I can't let them go. I can't let them go.
I'm gonna block this video from his YouTube kids.
I'm like, I'm not gonna let you go to kindergarten. You're gonna stay with me. No, but.
¿Quieres que se sienta él o ella más protegido de lo que tú te sentiste en un momento?
Yeah. It's just, I don't know. It's just, like, yeah, I'm gonna be flawed. Like, I'm gonna have my flaws, but I'm never gonna lose my patience. I'm never gonna lose love for you. Like, because I know how that feels. Like, I know how it feels to, like, not feel the love from people that say they love you, you know? And I'm just going to make sure you feel that, you know?
Yo sé que tú vas a ser, como te lo dije earlier, vas a ser an amazing mom. Y este bebé te va a querer mucho. And I just want to say thank you. Thank you so much for, you know, coming on here and getting vulnerable, because it's hard, especially crying on camera. You know, mucha gente are like, you know what? Stop the cameras. Mm-hmm. Aquí acabó la entrevista y ya no te doy más. So I really appreciate that, you know, you came on here, nos hablaste un poquito más de ti. Y yo sé que la gente allá en casita te están conociendo un poquito más y a lo mejor ya viendo tu contenido ahora, they can understand a little bit more de dónde vienes and where all, you know, your comedy comes from, because me habías contado tú que you use comedy to cope with all your traumas, you know?
Yeah, and I would just, I kind of like would laugh at people bullying me and like saying mean shit about me, but I would also kind of add to that and I'll just like, I'm gonna get myself before you get myself, like, you know? And it was just like, you're not gonna go further than I am.
It's so crazy though, because, and it's very sad because I relate to you in that aspect too. Like, if you ever, even in my old videos, I feel like you could catch me always like hella, and even like till this day, like, I'm not gonna sit down here and say that I don't hella bring myself down. Yo siempre he sido ese tipo de persona that, because I know I was so insecure and I still am, and I know people are always out to get me, yo siempre, I would always bring myself down. Oh, even if I felt cute, I'd be like, ay, me miro feo, me miro gordo, me miro eso. So like people, I would always be like, si la gente sabe que yo hace eso, no me van a atacar.
Yeah.
And it sucks because it's like, I feel like it also puts us in a place where it's like, we start believing it ourselves. Mm-hmm. You know, we start thinking like, oh, maybe I am ugly. Maybe I am this. Maybe I am that. And it's like, no, you're everything but that. Y yo quiero que tú sepas eso. Tú eres una mujer maravillosa. You're a beautiful girl. And de lo poquito que te conozco, yo sé que tienes un corazón hermoso. So I just want you to know that the people love you. I love you. Your baby's going to love you. Toda la gente que está alrededor tuyo te quiere mucho.
Thank you.
And with that being said, amigas, we are going to end today's episode. Thank you so much for coming on here.
Thank you for having me.
Y thank you guys so much for listening. Si ustedes quieren ir a seguirla, ahí les voy a dejar toda su información on the screen and down below para que la sigan. Y también no se les olvide seguirme a mí so you guys won't miss any future episodes. And with that being said, thank you so much. And thank you guys so much for watching. And we'll see you guys in the next one. Bye, guys.
Bye.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Today's episode is brought to you by Angie. Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs and projects done well. Let me tell you, there's the version of it where you try to do something at home, and then there's a version of it where you have someone help you, you watch them do it the right way, and you go, thank God I didn't try to do that myself. I have fully done things around the home that I think look good, and then a bang in the night, and I wake up to a shelf collapsing, a painting falling off the wall. Like, it, I've seen it all go south. I own a home, and I can tell you, I know how much work it can take. Whether it's everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Whatever your home project, big or small, indoor or outdoor, you can Angie that and connect with skilled professionals to get the project done well. Right now, one of my wish lists is I want a bike for my condo in Milwaukee, and I would love to rig it up on a pulley in the ceiling because I have one of those like lofted ceilings, but I'm so scared to try that on my own. Angie has 20 years of home experience and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app. Answer a few questions and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.